Thanks for listening to Ace on the House on Podcast One.
Hey, it is Ross Tucker from the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, among other NFL-related podcasts, the former NFL offensive lineman, and yes, we are going to have an NFL season. It is here, thankfully. So, if you want to bet on the games, it is the Even Money Podcast. If you just want to play fantasy football, Fantasy Feast Podcast, or every day your NFL fix, the aforementioned Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Just $25, you get wine and gifts. Ace's favorite stuff or products from ACS. Every single month, you get the drink you choose. It's hard to beat cool stuff and booze. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut.
You heard Dick. It's time for another ballsy month of Adam's Monthly Nut. This month includes two Vinny Tortorich approved and invented ultra fat instant energy packs so you don't reach for that donut. Four shot glass ice molds so you can keep your whiskey cold and straight down the hatch. A bottle of Chateau Spill to remove wine stains or blood from the fine silk you're donning. Of course, a bottle of your choice. And the coup de grace, a digital download of the very first basic cable commentary, Roadhouse. This $60 value can be yours for only $25 at CorollaDrinks.com.
Well, we got a raucous show. My world was turned upside down by Stromer, by the way.
I was caught in a cheating lie. I'm a liar.
I thought I knew the man. See, that's the whole thing, ladies. Don't blink. You think you know your man? You don't. They will lie. They will lie to your face.
Yeah, they will.
It took me
to get what they need.
It took me a couple of calls to untangle his web of lies. Well, I got to it. Believe you me, I got to it.
You also found out my extraordinary SAT number.
It's impressive. It's why I didn't take the SATs, because mine would have been lower. Right. All right, let me hit JB Well DIY projects to get through. Want to save some money? You want to avoid paying the repairman? He's going to come to your home. He's got the big dirty boots on. He's going to make a mess. Big or small repairs, home or garage, ordinary household glue. Well, it's ordinary. You need strong. You need better. You need JB Well. We are proud to have JB Weld as a sponsor. They're great. I know the owner, hung out with these guys last time we were in SEMA. Pros and DIYers have trusted JB Weld for over 50 years, proudly made in the USA, everyone. Keep JB Weld in your toolbox, kitchen drawer, craft room for metal, wood, plastic, and more. Don't glue it. JB Weld it. It's available at jbweld.com, Home Depot, Lowe's, AutoZone, Advance Auto Parts, O'Reilly, Walmart, Amazon, Michaels, and more. JB Weld it, brothers.
This is Corolla Digital.
A master carpenter who's here to help you out.
Get it on, got to get on, just give it a welcome to Ace on the House. I'm Adam Carolla over here, Eric Stromer over there. What are you working on, Stromer?
Well, Mr. Carolla, I am working on what happened was somebody saw a photo of the world's greatest daybed, and now I'm creating daybeds. I'm the daybed master. I've moved into another phase of Stromer.
Exterior daybeds
utilizing fine cedar product. This man would like his stained with with a little built-in roofing system so he can lay there with his loved one and cuddle in the sun and not get too hot.
What you're doing cedar?
Yeah,
you're doing cedar. Looks like 1x4.
Yeah, I cut it. I had a bunch of fencing left over.
Oh,
so
you
I
ripped
cut it
up
into strips. Yeah, yeah, and I like it. So you, and now this one's going to have posts coming out of the corners and have a little roofing system.
Did you rip it right at four?
Yeah, I did.
Boy,
yeah.
Who's got eyeballs over here?
You.
So then, what are you putting it together with?
Well, I'm using stainless steel hardware so that it never rusts, and I have boxes underneath made of pressure-treated three-quarter plywood, and then it just gets assembled in my shop and then taken over to the clients and then reinstalled. They're basically like a kitchen cabinet system.
You're doing boxes that are in the shape that you're cladding this stuff onto?
Exactly, yeah.
What is pressure treated three quarter ply? Like, what do they just call it? Marine grade, or what are they? What are
you
we?
You know,
calling
I asked. I asked for it yesterday at my supplier by the name pressure treated three quarter, and he said, "Yeah, here it is, and come get it." And the stuff weighs like, you know, 15 times more than a regular piece of CDX because it's just impregnated with all kinds of fancy chemicals that provide rot resistance and water usability.
You basically just build the shape of it out of the ply, and then just skin it with the one by.
This will have some stainless piano hinges on it so that they can throw the pillows in, you know, when it rains or when they want to keep it out of the sun. And then I'll do another sombrella mattress, you know, and pillows. It's actually really nice.
Gary, what do they have? They don't have pressure treated three-quarter ply, do they? Water resistant, marine grade. Is it expensive?
Yeah, it's probably like 15 to 20% more than regular three-quarter ply.
Well, it's not that bad.
No,
is it a Home Depot item, or do you have to go to
place? I got it at my plywood place.
This is on Home Depot's website.
Three-quarter.
They don't stock it there. They only have the 5/5 at Home Depot.
Pressure treated, huh? It says they got three quarter. Maybe I have to order it rated sheeting. Yeah. All right, so that's, you can touch the ground, because that's the scary part is when you touch the ground.
I'm going to put standoffs on it, though, you know, like have it sit up off the cement with some sort of standoff leg that's stainless, I think.
This reminds me of, you know, I have my endless loop of conversations I have with people, like rinse your coffee mug, and then that just goes on in perpetuity.
Yeah.
Plywood, I would always tell the guys at the other shop, I had these big plywood risers we would use for stage and blah, blah, blah. I was always like, you can't set it on the ground. Just put it up on kickers. Like, if you can set it outside, it can get wet. It just don't put it on the ground. It'll just puddle up. And it'll just wick up whatever's on the ground, and it'll delaminate. So just pop it up off the ground. That dream has never been realized. That is my mugs at this shop getting rinsed. I'm getting close to that. A decade in, I'm getting close to that, to realizing that dream. But the plywood at the other shop sitting in the puddles of water, can't get that one figured out. All right, somebody's got a remod. Somebody's got a subfloor. Let's see, half the house, subfloor. I'll go with Bobby from Oregon, 47 years of age. Bobby?
How's it going, guys?
Yeah, guy. What's Bobby. Going on?
Aside from in hell in Oregon here with all the smoke and everything, fires, doing all right, trying to get projects done with my son.
Oh, really? How old's your son?
We've got I'm sorry?
How old is your son?
Well, I've got a few of them. This one's 12. This is the guy that's always attached to me, always wanted to do stuff. We've got 2.5 acres. Having that much land is new to us. But I'm a stay-at-home dad. I've got 10 kids. Don't start yelling. It's what we've got. He's in the middle somewhere, though.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what's your project?
Well, my older son's room, when we moved here, we've been here for about 2 years now, it's always had like a squeaky floor, and his room's right next to mine. So when he's up moving around, it really echoes into my room. But I've kind of dealt with this stuff before. Typically, you go and you screw the crap out of the subfloor. Pulled it back yesterday, pulled everything up. It's already been screwed. There's a million screws in there, and it looks like it's just where the seams are, and it's only that room. So I'm not sure you know, typically up here in Oregon, you know, it rains quite a bit. So, you know, like you've complained about before, you know, they start building this and they leave it open to the weather and it rains in there and then they go back in and just cover everything up. I'm guessing, I have no idea, but I'm sure that's what the problem is.
What year's the house?
The previous homeowner said, it's 15, 16 years old.
Oh, so it's pretty new. So what do you got, OSB?
Yeah, relatively.
You have OSB for subfloor or do you have plywood?
Yes. No, it's OSB.
Okay. So can you get under it? Can you access it?
No, there's a second level underneath, and actually the person who built the home, he's a home builder, and he had the entire, you're going to love this, the entire, it's 2,800 square foot of living, well, living in, but the whole bottom was nothing but shop, and he had it for like 3 or 4 years. The owners who had it before me, they finished a bunch of it. I do have a pretty good, decent shop in there. I do a lot of woodworking myself, but the area where that's above that is now finished. So I can't really get to it. Some of the subfloor opening or where they lay the subfloor, they put a wall on top of it. So I've got like 6 inches of exposed, you know, the 4x8 sheet.
All right. So you can't,
4x8 sheet.
Yeah. All right. You can't get underneath it.
And yeah, are there currently 12 people living in this home?
No, two of my kids are out.
All right, go ahead.
Child Protective Services.
I'm good, Dylan.
Stay at home dad. How'd you pull that one? Stromer is almost a stay at home dad.
You know, well,
you guys pulled that off.
I used to work. My wife's a registered nurse. She's a labor delivery nurse. I know. Go figure. But she makes really good money. When we moved up here from Arizona, we've been in the state here for about 10 years now, but this house too. But we moved from Arizona. I used to. There's not really the jobs that I used to do in Arizona here that at least pay for it. So the jobs that I was looking at getting, it would just barely cover daycare and stuff. So, and honestly, being home, man, my kids aren't sick as nearly as much as they used to be from daycares and stuff. And, I mean, they go to school obviously, but it just financially wasn't worth it. And, you know, I don't know. My wife makes good enough money to afford for us to be able to do it.
Stromer's got the same deal. So
I wish I had a nurse, though. I could use a nurse in my home.
All right. So, well, this one's tough because somebody already screwed the seams, right?
And let me ask you, because I just looked up something on YouTube, and it showed this. It was a British guy, and I forget the – to me, it just looked like glue, but he said he watered it down like 3 parts water, 1 part glue, so it was really milky, so it would get in there. And he said, leave it for a day, and then, you know, it'll get in the seams really good and get underneath and dry up. I did that. Didn't seem to really do much. So I'm getting, and it seems like it's just at the seams where the wood kind of, they're not, it's not super tight, but it is, that, you know, it's close enough.
Yeah. Okay.
And did you try the baby powder technique?
No.
It might be too late now that you did the water down glue, but a lot of times if you sprinkle the baby powder in the seams, it'll essentially provide a little lubrication so that you don't get quite as much squeaking. It can work with hardwood floors pretty well too, but it sounds like maybe you've filled up the crack, so now it's more rigid.
Maybe.
Yeah, more than likely.
You want to screw off the field as well and not just the seam?
Well, yeah, no, they're screws throughout. I mean, you
screws
can
throughout.
On a 4x8 sheet, there's probably like about 60 screws in there, or they just went down the rung on every single one wherever they could screw into the.
And you're still getting squeaking. Right.
What's in there? Carpet.
Yeah. Which we want to replace probably this coming year too. So I really want to get this thing.
All right. I have an idea.
Everything out of the room. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. You get everything out of the room. You pull up all the carpet. You screw down everything you can screw down. Then, Stromer, I was just traveling to an airport looking at terrazzo. So maybe this is doing something to me. But because I always stare at the terrazzo when I travel. What do you think about laying down 3/16 of an inch of like latex, like pouring the whole, screwing off the whole thing, and then just pouring a rubbery latex and just troweling it over the whole fucking floor, and then just putting the carpet and the padding, the padding and the carpet down on top of that. Do you think that like latex membrane, you know, something thicker than an eighth, you know, maybe 3/16, you know, just pour that membrane of latex over it.
And you mean in order to get squeaking to go away?
Yes.
I don't think it would do it. I think you'd still hear it.
Yeah.
I just think a shit ton of nails and or ring shanks or screws, you know, pull some chalk lines and make sure you know exactly where the joists are, and just screw the crap out of it. And that,
well, what about the latex working its way into the joints? You know what I mean? Into the seams.
Well, I mean, I think if he's pre-glued it, we're screwed. But if, you know, I was thinking, what about running a saw blade through each joint to separate them from even touching? And then maybe you could do your latex thing.
All right. So you drop a saw blade in there, you get like a carbide saw blade, and leaves a nice eighth. And you just go there, and then you paint in the latex, that weird gray, rubbery. I'm trying to think where you find it, but it's
you could
like,
probably even caulk it too if you wanted to. That might work.
Yeah, I'd go with like a silicone type caulk there. All right, do that.
Okay.
Stop having sex, for God's sakes. What are you, crazy?
Has a faucet in the bathroom, doesn't get hot. Has this guy's considering remodeling. Yeah, it was thank God when I was walking through the
Is the Nashville terrazzo look like?
Well, they were putting the aluminum dividers down when we were looking at it. It's thin. The stuff they put down now is thin. It looks like they put like a liquid self-leveling kind of rubbery membrane, and then they trowel the terrazzo compote on above it, and some of it hadn't been troweled on yet, and some of it hadn't been ground down yet. But the aluminum, it was a cool little, the aluminum only went up about a quarter inch, maybe max.
And that's the only, that's the space for the terrazzo to get screeded in?
Yeah, the terrazzo would be on the one side of that design when they're doing designs in the terrazzo. It only comes up about a quarter inch. Maybe it's 5/16 or something.
What's
like that.
The longest span, and what do you think they use to screed it?
I don't know. I just saw different various versions of it that they were trying to match up to, and the aluminum has the one solid edge, that's the edge that sticks up, and then the wider edge with the bigger holes punched in it that's down, like other types of metal flashing and edging and stuff that you've seen in the past.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to Ed, 60, Lyons, Colorado. Lyons, Colorado, what's going on, Ed?
Hey, Adam, pleasure and an honor to talk to you. Been a longtime listener from way, way back, but I've got a question for you.
Hi, guy.
How are you doing, man?
Well, I'm tired. I woke up in Nashville this morning. Got on a plane.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. So, listen, I got a house that's been a sick house since the flood of 2013. Mm-hmm. Even though there was no water damage to the house specifically, the sewer water, drinking water lines and the river commingled for a long time. And when they restored service, they didn't properly flush or sanitize, because I got an ungodly amount of bacteria to the point where the house has been deemed a public health hazard. I had to put in a special kind of backflow thing to separate me from the rest of the town, or I wouldn't have water at all. So I'm probably going to have to pull all the plumbing out of this house. This was a model house and a builder grade model house selling back in 2006 or seven in the, you know, $400,000, $500,000 range, worth about 800,000 now. So I'm going to have to do quite a bit of remodeling anyway. And over the past few months, I've been imagining what I would do to this home, adding a wall of windows and opening it up with either a greenhouse or, you know, some kind of modified conservatory on the top. I'm worried, though, that it's a builder grade everything. You know, I probably would have to replace the windows. I'd probably, you know, there'd definitely be need for steel. It's got hardwood throughout, and there's a number of places where I can feel it buckling. But when you run a level around the steel underneath the house, it's not buckling. So I don't know what's going on. But at what point are you better just saying I'm going to go buy remodel half a house? Would you just say it's better to just go find a piece of land and build something new?
Well, I would say it kind of depends where you're at. You know, age-wise, kids, family, you know, that kind of stuff. Like, how can you swing it? I am a fan of, at some point in a man's life, you should be able to just create a home from whole cloth, going, this is what I want, this is how I work, this is me, this is how I would do it. And I like that notion. I like the idea in Colorado, especially. So you have to kind of consider, well, do you have a wife? Do you have kids? Are the kids grown? Does it affect the kids? You know, that kind of stuff.
I don't have kids. I have a partner. She had recently had a stroke. I've been her caretaker through most of the pandemic. And it's been all this time here that I thought, boy, it would be really cool if I could have all my plants out there in a real pizza oven, you know, in the corner. And I've been looking at, you know, really high-end kitchens and thinking, okay, maybe I should just, you know, like, I really loved your advice, and I am at the point in my life where I should be able to say this is what I created. I would change this dramatically, but it would probably cost me, you know, I would probably be putting $700,000 into a house that's worth $800,000. But I really like that advice of, you know, because I spend whatever time I'm not caregiving, I'm looking at, you know, the modern architecture and all that Instagram has to offer. You're finding incredible architects.
Well, look, architect. All right, Ed, let's do this. You're 60 years young. This probably going to be the last place you live. I don't mean because you're old and you're going to die, but it's time to not compromise. I love a modular home. I love designing a modular home. I love that whole process. I think you ought to just find a piece of land, get with a modular home building company, design that thing, and just do it up exactly as you want it.
I like that idea.
All right, good.
It sounds so smart coming out of your mouth.
Well, good.
Thank you for all the laughs, man. You're the best. You guys are great.
Thanks, Ed. Godspeed. Go ahead. We give you permission to live and dance and love.
Like gypsy camps.
All right. Let me see. Let me hit Tommy John here, and then we'll talk to someone from New Jersey. He's got a smoke detector problem.
Ooh, yeah.
Tommy John, secret staying sweat-free this summer. Tommy John's summer-ready, ultra-breathable underwear and bras. Cool cotton for men and women, like having your own on-body AC unit made from premium natural Pima cotton for enhanced airflow. It evaporates sweat super fast. Lounge pants, lazy day joggers, or soft Zoom-ready tees and polos. Upgrade to Tommy John today with the enhanced super breathable design, and this stuff's the best. I wear it wherever I go. I take it with me when I take a road trip. It's great when you're working out. It'll dry right on you. It's the best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free. They got a guarantee. No adjustment needed, right, Matt?
For a limited time, go to TommyJohn.com/Adam. Get 20% off your first order. That's TommyJohn.com/Adam for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/Adam.
All right, let's see. We got smoke detector problem, has a faucet problem, did a major remodel, took a year.
Now they're having issues with their general contractor. All right, let's just get
always an interesting and spicy mix.
Line three's been on hold for a little while, so we'll talk to Alex. Alex, 35, Colorado.
Hey guys, how you doing? I got a stall shower that gets hot as hell if you turn it up all the way. The bathtub next to it in the same bathroom, you turn it up all the way and it's lukewarm at best. I have a feeling that there's some adjustment in there where you can dial in more hot water, but it's got that kind of handle that sits at the 6 o'clock position and then hot is at 12 o'clock. I'm looking at this thing. There's not an Allen key on there. There's nothing. I don't know how to get in there. And then I don't know what I'm going to find once I'm in. So
what brand, do you know the brand of the valve?
Not off the top of my head. No.
So maybe take the plate off and look and see if you can find the brand of it, because there'll be some online directives on how to adjust it. Because sometimes you're right, there is an adjustment screw and it stops at a certain point. It's like an anti-scalding.
You tell them to take the plate off the shower.
Plate off the shower valve to just look into the wall and see if you can see the brand of the valve.
He can't find a set screw.
You should be able to just
caulk to the tile.
What's the handle attached with? Is there a logo or a hot and cold symbol on some sort of a little tab in one of the handles?
No, I don't see anything. There's no set screw. The thing's caulked on there. I don't want to just yank on it or get like a smudge tool and just kind of try and pry it off. I don't know.
Is the handle a cross shape or a what's the handle shape?
It's just a handle, just like pointing straight down. It's not a cross or anything. It's just one handle that goes from 6 o'clock to 12 o'clock, cold to hot.
Well, there's got to be a way to get the handle off to get the backer plate off or the spanner plate or whatever that thing is called, right? So there's something.
Yeah.
Is there a cap or something to pop that might have a screw underneath the cap?
I don't know. It's got a nice finish on it, and I don't want to take the flathead screwdriver and start prying at it. You know what I mean? So
no, I get it. Take a picture of it and send it to us. I feel like there's got to be a way to pop that handle off. Now,
right.
I don't know how. It's either there's a set screw or there's not a set screw, or there's a little button that says hot or cold or mowing or something on it, and then you pop that button off, and underneath it,
It's a Phillips head screw, yeah.
Right.
Oh, I see what you mean, like a decorative logo and then underneath.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, like
all right.
Think about, like, I don't know, your old 10-speed that had the caps at the end of the handlebars or the old
That's where you finish the tape off. Remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah, finish the tape off there, and you can hide your joint in there, too.
There you go.
When you're riding high.
And then also put a towel down over the drain, because a lot of times when you pop those little tabs out, they'll roll down into the drain, and then you want to kill yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good call. All right, thanks. I'll do it, and I'll talk to you guys next week.
To get the plate off, you can just score it with a single-edge razor blade, get that caulk cut around the plate, and then get underneath, and we'll figure out what's going on. But send a picture.
All right, let's see. Has a smoke detector problem. Goes off anytime he's cooking. Hey, Max, 36, New Jersey.
Yo, hey, guys.
Hi, guy.
Yeah, I don't know what's the deal. Every time I cook on Tuesday nights, and every time, no matter what, the thing goes off. I had it covered with a plastic bag for like half a year. Last night, I think it was Tuesday, I was sautéing spinach. No smoke, just like steam. This thing goes off. The bedroom one goes off. My neighbors, their shit goes off all the time. Is there like some kind of setting where I can shut this thing off? Or why is it so sensitive? I don't even know if you know
okay.
this kind of stuff.
Yeah, you need some positive ventilation, man. I mean, recalibrating the smoke detectors is not really an option. You can't monkey with those things. There'd be a huge lawsuit if you could turn them off or turn them down or fuss with them. It'd be like if they had a switch you could turn off the airbag in your steering wheel. Like Ford would be sued out of existence, right? They're not going to give you that option. So there's no monkeying with the smoke detector. There's something going on with ventilation in your kitchen. So what's going on with ventilation? Do you have a hood, a vent hood?
No, it's one of those like shitty little fans under the microwave.
Yeah,
and did you have you ever cleaned the filter out of that microwave ventilation system? Under it should be underneath.
No, I never even thought of that. No, I never touched it.
Well, yeah, so take that out and put it in soapy water and soak it for a couple hours and then put it back in and see if that works better.
We got to get your CFM up, but. Trying to think. So what are you, you got an apartment, you got a condo, where are you at?
It's an apartment. It's the kitchen's kind of like a kitchenette area that goes into the living room kind of deal.
Any exterior windows?
Yeah, I got two, and I usually put the air on to try to get something going. But
can you get a little box fan and open the window and put it in the window and don't bring the air in. Suck the air out.
I guess we kind of look shitty, though, don't you think?
Well, I mean, just when you're frying up the succotash.
Just Tuesday night. Tuesday night. It's all we needed there for. Who's cooking? Who's cooking Wednesday through Monday?
Not me.
Why is Tuesday your night?
Tuesday night, smoky saute night.
I'm off. I bartend at night. I have a 9 to 5 during the day. Monday, Tuesday, I'm off. That's usually. I just made it a thing. I don't know.
Okay, good. Oh, by the way, Stromer, Smoky Saute is my gay porn name.
I remember. Well, I ordered you a few times.
So yeah, I do a great French accent. Max, clean that. You know, the problem is you get these little dinky fans and they're getting overwhelmed and you're kind of going to the problem, but you're not going to the source of the problem. You're going to what the problem's causing, which is the smoke detector. Yeah. That's not going to work. So I agree with Stromer. Take that thing. It's going to be a greasy mess. Soak it in some Dawn or Clear or something that cuts the grease, you know. Soak in some hot water, get it all, and do it periodically, especially if you're doing some cooking. I'll tell you what. Pull the whole filter out and the shroud off it and everything, and try cooking and just turn the fan on and see what it does the next Tuesday night. No filter, no anything. Just see if that does it. Because if that's not going to do it, then we got an issue in that the unit is not right for your apartment unit. You know, the people they buy the cheapest thing at Home Depot. They slap it up there. It's not really good enough for what it needs to do.
Yeah. And the fan would work, but maybe Tuesday night should be takeout night from this point forward.
Max, I seriously mean pull the filter out. And just try it minus the filter one time and see if that doesn't do it. If that doesn't work, then we have a fundamental issue here.
I'm going to raw dog it next Tuesday.
Raw dog it next Tuesday. Right? Because if it ain't going to work with the filter out.
It ain't going to work.
It ain't going to work. All right. Chris, 39 from Atlanta. Chris, 39 from Atlanta. What's going on?
Sir, hey, we just had a home remodeled. We were out of the house for about 11 months. We're back now. We have some issues a little bit with the metal roof, with the gutters, with the HVAC, and we're having a hard time getting the general contractor to get the subs back in to fix the stuff. Is there anything I could do to lean on them?
Well, you owe him any money?
No.
Yeah, we do. We do. Oh, we owe them about $8,000. Because they came and billed us, and I said, you know, we already paid you quite a bit, and we just would like to have the house finished before we give you the last check.
Oh. I think it's a waiting game because, you know, unless this guy's motivated to get that $8,000 and he's on to something else and he's kind of a scumbag, then you really only have that to lord over him, I think. Can you wait it out, or is it going to be destructive to the home? Is it like a leak issue with the roof or just some visual stuff?
It's mostly visual. It has potential to be a leak if left alone long term, but right now it's probably fine.
All right. So do you owe him $8,000? Does he know you owe him $8,000?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And how much work do you reckon there is to do if you put a price on it?
Gosh. I don't know. Less than 10.
Hmm. 8's less than 10, right?
Yeah.
Do you think he figures he's about even with you, or do you figure like he wants that $8,000?
If I'm him, I'm thinking that he's even, except he knows that what needs to be fixed needs to be fixed. And we can't get anybody else to come touch the stuff since that'll void the warranty.
Hmm.
So do you think he thinks he screwed something up and doesn't want to come back to deal with it?
No, he's putting everything off on the subs and he's acting like they're going to do right by us. But every time we ask him when the subs are coming back, he's like, oh, I can't get a hold of them.
Yeah. Well, I think you're going to have to do this move where, you know, any lawyers, can somebody send a letter with some letterhead on it that looks official?
Yeah.
I think what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to maybe say to him, I want to get this done. I want to get you your $8,000. I want to put this in our rearview mirror. And you know what I do to people? It never works. But what I do to people is I go, some guys will go like, I'm busy and I'm this, that, and that. I go, you tell me, give me a date. Give me a hard out. When are we going to do this by? And they'll go, it'll be done by Halloween. And then you go, fine. Okay, October 31st. October 31st is the date then. That's your date. Good, fine. You've picked a date. That's when it'll be done. It'll be done by then. We won't have any problems. If not, I will be contacting an attorney. So you pick the date. We'll get it done by that date. And anything beyond that date, then I'll start consulting an attorney.
But let me ask you a question, though. In Georgia, do you not have to have a license and permits and all that stuff? Is it one of those things where you don't have to deal with that?
No, it all has to be permitted. I don't think it's as strict as California, but everything's been permitted and they're insured and we've got his insurance policy information. That was the other thing I was going to ask about. If that's something I can use.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, get a hold of him and just go, tell me, give me a date. Blame it on your wife. Say she's bugging you. You want a date? Give us a date. A date where you can confidently and comfortably have this complete. All right, let me hit NetSuite here. If you're a business owner and you don't need us telling you how tough it is to run a business these days, but let's make it easier. Let's not make it more difficult. Don't let QuickBooks and spreadsheets slow you down. No, stop paying for multiple systems. Don't give you the info you need when you need it. Upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. Get visibility and control over financials, HR, inventory, e-commerce, and more all in one place instantaneously. Whether you're doing a million or hundreds of millions in revenue, save time, save money. You can do it all from your phone if you're traveling. Get NetSuite by Oracle. Right, Matt?
Join the over 21,000 companies using NetSuite right now. Let NetSuite show you how they'll benefit your business with a free product tour at netsuite.com/ACE. Schedule your free product tour right now at netsuite.com/ACE. One more time, netsuite.com/ACE.
All right, let's see. Advice on fixing damaged showers. So, Stromer, you're going to build some outdoor day beds. You're going to clad them in cedar. Now, are you done using all your material that you've ripped up? Are you going to start ripping up more cedar? The 1x4 looks pretty good.
No, I'm not doing anything except the abundance of extra fencing I have. So, you know, I wanted to use it, get it out of my life. It's in a big pile now that the yard is beautiful. Mrs. Stromer's like, please move all the cedar. So I said, great, I'm going to use it on this day, but it's going to be fine.
I got a math question for you, Stromer.
Please.
You have a bunch of fencing. The fencing is 1x6
yeah.
dog-eared cedar.
Yeah.
You set your table saw for 4 inches and rip it.
I set a little under because you got to get a little ways to make them all the same size.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You're at 5.5.
Right.
You rip it 5.5. I mean, so you got to set your thing more for like 2 and a light 3/4.
That's it.
So
that's
it. It's not 4. So you lied to me.
I just omitted some details.
All right. So you. What do you think? I'm a fool that I can't handle the truth? I'm too weak to handle your fencing.
I didn't
want
to hurt you, man. I didn't want to let you down.
I'm a big boy now, Stromer. Check around. You tell me to get my shine box? I don't know if you heard, but I'm all grown up now. And I like to be lied to about dog-eared fencing.
No, you don't. And boy, do you know your dimension, and I'm so sorry I hurt you.
Gary, you're a math guy. Can you imagine him trying to peddle that crap? I took my 1x6 dog-eared redwood fencing, which is 5.5 wide, and I ripped up a bunch of 4-inch pieces, and then what? Threw out your scraps that were 1 7/16?
How could a man do that?
Absolutely, no. Bush League.
You wouldn't do it.
No, can't
you,
do it.
You set that table saw up, and you ripped those pieces in half.
I did.
Which means you're now at 2 3/4 minus 1/16, which is half of the thickness of the carbide blade.
That's
you had
100%
on there.
Right. And I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry I hurt you.
You know what you did? You made a fool of me. You embarrassed me in front of my fans, in front of my family, in front of my coworkers who look up
right.
to me. I was
so
bragging
sorry.
On myself, going, oh, is that 4 inches? That's right. It's 4 inches. I was like, who's got a good eye? But it was never 4 inches. It was never going to be 4 inches. It was never about being 4 inches.
Well, it equals 4 when you look at 2 courses.
Not only was it not 4 inches, it was under 3 inches.
I'm sorry, baby.
I can't believe you tried to peddle those lies up
I
in
know.
Here.
It's up in her, as they say.
Yeah. So you rip it, and we're now at, I don't know, 2 3/4.
And I got a lot of thin little tiny, almost look like, facing on cabinetry, pieces of wood that I throw in my dumpster. Mm. I did luck out, though. I ordered a smaller dumpster than I needed, and they had only the large one. So I got the large dumpster for the smaller dumpster price. So now I've decided I'm throwing out all the shit in my house as well.
Do you say you're using stainless steel fasteners?
Yes, sir.
What do we mean by that? Any nails in this thing?
I put the stuff on to temporarily hold it before I screw it off.
I see. You pop
nails.
It on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And what do you screw
in? I used a little glue, too, although I think it'll fail over time with the moisture. But I just did it anyway to, overbuild.
And you're then just drilling pilot holes and using, Decker-type screws?
Yeah. And I can't tell you how excited I am to wake up in the morning and see my guys out there not only cleaning the yard, but building the bed while I make a delicious cup of coffee and watch my morning news. It's fantastic.
Well,
I look out over the yard, and there they are doing things.
I got a damaged shower seat here. Seems like something Stromer could redeem himself with after the last. And what else has he been lying about? Who knows? I don't know anymore. I don't know what to believe.
You can't trust.
No, I may never love again. Jason, are you happy that it bothered me that you took 1x6 and ripped it at 4 inches?
What I can't believe is why you're not the head of the CIA, because you have such insane attention to what most people would never even assume was necessary to know.
Yeah,
I guess this is part of this hypervigilance thing, but it's kind of it's remarkable.
Seemed
so why aren't you running the government?
A D student. Throughout.
Yeah.
Throughout. Every grade.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk to Jason from Fresno.
I think we've all been caught in an embarrassing lie, and Sherman was just outed right there.
Thank yeah. you, Jason. Thank you.
You usually do add a little girth when you're talking about size, and that's what Stromer did with his cladding.
Yeah. He's way off.
I know. Yeah. He took us for fools.
You boys are right, and I feel bad, and I will make it up to you. I will never lie about dimensions again, ever.
Are you 45-ing the outer edges, or are you doing a butt joint?
45-ing them.
And are you gluing them?
Yes. But I think it's redundant because it's outside.
Yeah. And are you popping a nail through those, or are you just putting screws near
them? Popping a nail to hold them in place and then go back and screw.
Into the 45?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ace is just looking for the next lie.
You think it'll? Do you think it'll fail? It'll fail, won't it? Because I can't screw into that.
No, what you could
do. But it's rough sawn anyway, so it doesn't matter. It can be sort of. You know, it doesn't have to be perfect.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, like, if you were insanely good and you wanted those outside 45s on your now under 2 3/4 rip material that was henceforth shall be called.
We'll never
that,
be able to let this before. One, this will always come between us.
It shan't be forgotten. You don't lie about fencing to a this fencer.
This reminds me of couples therapy. I'm getting really uncomfortable.
So I think if you want to really make that outer seam work,
yeah,
I would use a little dollop of adhesive, but it can't dry hard, even exterior glue or something. It's going to have to be something that's got a little more of a silicone to it, like something right. that's got a little give to it. Then I would drill a pilot hole and do a single finish nail by hand. If you do the gun, it can blow out.
It'll crack and blow out. And the other thing, I may end up cladding these 4x4 posts that are going to hold my roof structure on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be a shitload of 45s to contend with.
All right, Jason, sorry. You got a shower seat?
Yes, sir. So I've got a 4x4 tile enclosed shower I'm standing in right now. Sorry for
but is it
here.
Really 4x4,
yeah.
Jason?
Last time really I was told something 4x4 was a lie.
No, it's twice now, as big, Stromer.
But you know, let me tell you the insulting part of this charade. The insulting part, Gary, is that he said, I rip them down to 4 inches and I use my old fencing material. That was the part that was insulting.
That was the giveaway.
If you just said 4 inches, I may have looked the other way, but you had to say my excess fencing material, which made me now know it was a lie.
I know.
All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
Anyway, shower, I believe, is original to the house, built in the late 70s. And I've got a corner seat, which is approximately like 16 inches by 16 inches, and then it's like 45. So it's like right in the corner. It's a floating shelf, so there's no base to it. On the underside of this shelf, I have exposed tile has fallen off and is now exposing the like chicken wire. I can see chicken wire and no tile. Yeah. And I'm trying to figure out, we're going to demo this thing in a year or two, just trying to figure out a temporary fix to kind of waterproof this thing up. And
how big a chunk is it?
It's the whole underneath side. So if you imagine a 4x4 shower and then 16 inches on one side and approximately 16 inches on the other side, and then like 45 right in the corner of the shower.
Yeah, I would mix up, if you don't care about the way it looks for now, just mix up some thinset with admix in it and trowel it into the space and then come back over and screed over it with something like a little piece of 2x4 or something. Make it flat, let it dry, done, over.
And that would hang upside down? Because it's on the underside of this seat.
Yeah, and the seat is just embedded into the corner somehow. Is it sitting on the tile mortar bed, do you think, or is it attached to the studs?
I'm guessing it's attached to the stud because It's about 1 4x4 tile in width, the whole seat.
And what is the seat made of, or the shelf?
It's tiled. It's tiled to match the rest of the shower.
And is the underside tiled also? Like, it's a monolithic piece all tiled on all sides?
I think it was tiled on the underneath side. When we moved in about a year ago, it was, there was, the tile was gone. It basically, how it is now is how I found, how it is when I moved in.
And you have a year and a half till you demo it?
Yeah, maybe 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, really, it just needs some sort of something to cover the water, the lap that's exposed. Just cover it with inset with admix and call it a day, and don't mess around with it if you truly are going to change it out in a year and a half, 2 years. It's not worth trying to retile it. It's not worth doing anything if it's getting blown out. It's not going to undermine the shower pan at all because it's above it. It has nothing to do with it.
Now, would I throw maybe some of that waterproofing?
Red Guard?
Yeah, Red Guard. There you go. Like,
yeah, you could do that as long as then it's stick. You know, the mortar will kind of stick to it, but it's all superficial and really a temporary fix that doesn't. You don't even have to really do anything but Red Guard if you are going to change it. Just leave the Red Guard there. But if you're, it sounds to me like you're hedging on hoping you can get away with it, and you're not going to do it down the road. And if you're doing that, you got to do a more permanent fix.
Perfect. All right. I think that'll
work. Red Guard it if you're going to blow it out and walk away, and just who cares?
All right, Stromer.
Yeah.
Sorry. Take care of your Geico, if you will.
Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me? Geico, they're doing such amazing stuff lately. I got to tell you, 15% credit. An extra 15% off on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's 15% on top of the money Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your dog to make you breakfast in bed? No, that is never going to happen. But I'll tell you what will. You saving money. There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. You still got a couple of weeks. October 7th is the date. Visit geico.com to learn more. That's geico.com.
All right, let's take one more call here. Line 2, Orlando. Jeff, 52, Orlando, Florida. What's going on?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi, guy.
Hi, guy.
Hey, I want to call and tell you guys thanks. I took your advice back in April. Let the time do you, or you do the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to do the time and got a big project done at home.
What'd you do?
Staring at it right now in the living room, I put up a stone facade behind the TV, mounted it exactly the way you said to do it, on the plywood, on a set of studs, and then I listened to Stromer over these years on how to do this stonework, did all that on my own, and got all the wainscot done around the room, and did a three-piece crown around the room as well.
Nice. Is your wife happy? Your girlfriend happy?
My wife is very happy. And her favorite part was I built a set of custom pantry doors, too, to match the kitchen cabinets that are 8 feet tall.
Wow. How'd you build those?
That was an exercise in all of my woodworking skills. Did three-piece sides styles on it and doweled them all together. And made it in three sections, so it looks like three cabinet doors stacked up on each other, but it's actually only two doors that open side by side.
Nice.
Now, be honest with me and the listeners.
Yeah.
From 1 to 10, 10 being that your wife really actually likes you way more than before, because of this project, where do you think you stand?
Oh, it's a 10, brother.
See what I'm saying? This is where you could have that fourth and final baby. Am I right?
No, we're going to pass on that. We're on to grandkids now.
You ever use Stromer? You ever use a face frame clamp?
You mean for cabinetry?
Yeah. Versus a bar clamp, a face frame clamp.
I don't know. No,
you're
thinking of a
bar clamp.
Now I'm nervous because I got caught in a lie. I'm getting nervous.
Hey,
I'm
what were your SAT scores? I forgot.
980 combined. 980.
He's not lying about that. I got a 975 and I didn't even take the fucking SATs.
I got a 980 and I don't know what happened. I don't know how I got into anywhere. I did and it was amazing.
I haven't heard many triple digits in that department.
No, I'm a triple digiter.
Wow. Okay.
I did a lot of, you know, looking at the clock, realizing I think I had a game that afternoon. Was a little nervous about that, and I looked at the clock and then just started making patterns out of the bubbles.
You know what, Gary, find a face frame clamp, and God bless you for calling in. The face frame clamp is when you're building cabinetry, he reminded me when he was doweling, and you do the dowel, and you know, you want to do a clamp. You want to suck in the corners. There's a little clamp. No. What's that say? Face frame clamp?
Best you can, a face frame clamp.
Hey, I don't like that face frame clamp. Find me aluminum one. Do aluminum face frame clamp and see what it looks like. These cool kind of long clamps. They're not that long. Yeah, there you go. They just kind of have a weird little floppy sort of hook on them. Yeah. And you just put them in the, you put them in the corner and you just suck it up and it just sucks it right up.
I just use the long orange handle ones. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a bar. That's a bar clamp. Yeah,
I just use those. I've never used this.
It's a cool piece. It works, and it works nicely for those of you who are still using dowels. Well, the thing about the bar clamps, you have to put it from one side to the other,
and sometimes
it'll bow it up a little bit. You know?
Yeah, and I always block it and try and make right angle supports to be within the corners. It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Look at that face frame clamp. Sweet. All right.
That's pretty cool.
Last but not least, JB Weld, proud sponsor of Ace on the House, trusted for over 50 years, epoxy adhesive brand used by pros and DIYers, available at jbweld.com and, well, everywhere you get adhesives. That's JB Weld.
Man.
Yeah. Tonight, Tempe Improv, going to be up there with Rob Schneider doing a live podcast, and then we roll on into a stand-up show. So probably a couple tickets left to those shows. Also then coming up October 2nd and 3rd, there'll be Salt Lake City Wise Guys, and then we're doing a matinee, Reasonable Doubt, with Mark Garagos up on stage. That'll be on Saturday, I think about 4 o'clock. Yes, doing a live Reasonable Doubt there at Wise Guys. So check that out. Go to AdamCarolla.com for all the live shows and get my book and check out our YouTube page and everything else. So until next time, Adam Carolla for the lying, mischievous
liars,
denying and not supplying of the truth. Eric Stromer saying mahalo.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com. This is Corolla Digital.